Today, the USS Iowa opens its decks to visitors. In San Pedro, California, just south of Los Angeles, the U.S. Navy commissioned the battleship for World War II, where it saw service in the Pacific. Will Stone reports that the decommissioned ship is beginning its second life as a museum.
On a gray Friday morning, former Iowa crew member Mike McIntaggart is showing off the main deck. It was 1985 when he first arrived on the Iowa, fresh out of boot camp.
I was 20 years old. I just barely 20 years old.
Across McIntaggart's shoulder, there's a tattoo of the battleship and the letters BB-61, the ship's technical name. He leans back on the barrel of what looks like a giant cannon.
This is a right gun turret one. It's 67 feet long, brother. Look at the size of it. You could fit it. I could put you in this.
Don't forget the duck. Hang on if you can.
The Iowa's curator is Dave Way. Down below, he leads us through the ship's tight passageways to the captain's cabin that once housed a famous passenger.
So this was President Roosevelt's cabin that he used during the crossing over to North Africa to attend the Tehran conference with Churchill and Stalin.
That's where they planned D-Day. Way stands inside a modest room. Just through the doorway, you can make out the bathtub that was installed for FDR. Though it looks a little small for a president.
Well, the one thing you pick up on walking around this ship is their creature comforts are secondary. Everything's built around delivering the ordnance to the target.
In the early 80s, the Reagan administration used the ship as part of its Cold War era strategy. In his 4 years on board, McIntaggart never saw combat. Still, he remembers one particularly uneasy encounter with a Russian battleship in the Atlantic.
They came so close to us once, I bet you wasn't even 100 yards off of us.
Most of the Iowa crew was on the main deck that day, and the Russian crew was on theirs.
We were looking at them, and they were looking at us, and it was kind of like, we didn't want to fight, you know, nobody wanted it. It's like other men, just like we are.
For McIntaggart, returning to the Iowa is primarily about honoring the memory of some former crewmates. In 1989, an accidental explosion in the second turret killed 47 men and endangered the entire crew.
Yeah, I was on the fire party that day, and yeah, I helped put the fire out. And that's why I'm here today.
When he heard they were restoring the ship, McIntaggart left his home in New York and moved to work on the Iowa. He's back on board and taking his duties as seriously as ever. And even though it won't be leaving port again, McIntaggart plans to stay with the 70-year-old ship for as long as she needs him. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
This is NPR News.